Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Doesn't this come back to haunt them? I mean, when the consumer says, wait, you sold me for $20,000, and then it's actually $24,000, or is it too late?
It's not too late, but what is happening is the solar sales guy's not talking about the cost of the system. What they're talking about is the payment and how much savings the customer is going to see. Hmm. And so that $24,000 system will have a payment of, let's just say, $120. The customer is, you know, kind of paying, let's just say, $200 to PG&E. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, well, you're going to save $80 a month. So who wouldn't want to do that? And so it's kind of a, you know, it's not how I would recommend we sell in the solar business, but it is how it is sold.
And wow.
It's unfortunate. We have certainly lost projects because our unsecured loans are not at 2.99. They're at... Mm-hmm. We have one that is at 6.5%, but it's a $150 loan fee. And then we have another one that charges a 6% loan fee, still really high, not our, you know, not what we would recommend, but it's less than 10 or 15 or 20%. So it is still better. It's not great, but we understand these companies, they need to stay in business. But I do think 20% is pretty outrageous.
Wow. So what's a consumer to do? I mean, what do they ask right off the bat when they're...
What is the loan fee? So, you know, how much of my loan is going towards this fee? And, you know, is there another way? And a lot of times there is another way, but it's tougher. It's more paperwork. And, mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of home equity loans through banks that charge no fees at all.
Oh,
they're
wow.
difficult to get, and banks are really tough to deal with, and it's not a fast process. So a lot of times the solar companies, because they're not making any money off the financing, they want the one that the customer will be approved for first,
right?
Not necessarily what is in the best interest of the customer.
Oh boy,
I know it's something. That's why we have this podcast, so I can really give the straight talk on solar. And hopefully educate our potential clients and our existing clients on what is the best way to go solar.
So what I've learned is that basically the easier it is to get going, the more I'm going to pay. Like I pay for all of these conveniences, or if my credit is horrible or something like that, I can still get this end product, my solar panel system, but I'm going to be paying a lot more if I haven't taken care of things myself in terms of credit, or if I'm in a big hurry to get this done, or wow, this just...
If it sounds too good to be true,
yeah.
That's the big one. But yeah, it's there's a lot of things to watch out for. And that's why it's really important to go with a company that has a great reputation, where their customers are saying they would go with them again. And so... Okay. They certainly won't feel that way if they've got to the finish line and they realize, hey, my $20,000 system on the loan document says $24,000. What the heck's going on here? That happens one out of 200 times. So it's not often that happens.
And I would imagine on a larger system of whatever, $40,000 or $50,000, it's a little more.
Yeah. it escalates for sure.
And that just eats into the tax credit, like the federal tax credit that you're going to get back too. I mean, oh boy.
Absolutely. Well, the tax credit actually gets bigger, but so if the $24,000, so the tax credit actually does get bigger because the tax credit is based on the total cost of the system. And so that if it's showing $24,000 on the contract, that's what the 30% of that
Yeah.
Is what the tax credit's based on.
Wow.
You and I are subsidizing these solar finance companies.
Oh boy.
So, okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I have no idea what to say anymore. So
I know.
I guess any more other than, is there a loan fee? So other than is there a loan fee, what's the other things that people can look out for or in this for this issue?
Well, one of the best things they can do actually before getting, you know, considering going solar is actually getting their own financing. You know, the solar companies really are not under any obligation to provide financing. It's more of a convenience. And so, you know, if it's a convenience, most solar companies are going to do what's in their best interest, which is, how can we get these people approved as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. and, you know, with the fewest amount of headaches as possible. And that's not always in the best interest of the client. So if the client comes with their own financing already, then that is probably gives you a lot more ammunition when you're already approved.
Okay. So if I'm going solar, I should also be talking to my bank or my Definitely. Credit union saying, I'm thinking about going solar, so how can you help me first? Give them, I guess, a ballpark figure?
Kind of. A lot of times banks and credit unions will want you to refinance your first home mortgage. So that's, you know, we don't necessarily recommend that too, because solar does pay for itself so quickly. Mm-hmm. Instead of it, you know, if the solar is breaking even in 5 years, you've just now made it a 30-year loan. And it's really difficult to pay off and so forth. So we don't necessarily recommend that either. But the home equity line of credit, which is mm-hmm. An endangered species lately, is definitely the one we recommend.
Oh, wow. So are only specific lenders do that, or you just got to call around?
Pretty much all of them will do it. It is, in general, banks like to deal with people who have W-2 income, so verifiable, mm-hmm. Who've been at their job for a couple years, have credit scores over 700, and have at least 20% equity in the home. Hmm. So that's not an easy thing to get or to achieve. But if it is achievable, it is the least expensive way to finance solar.
Got it. Wow. And then if it's not, then you start going to the other options.
Yeah. And the main thing is that the sooner the solar can be paid off, the better. So we'll do another podcast on that, and I'll have a few case examples of what is the best way to pay for your solar, and how do you get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Oh, cool. Okay, great. I guess on that note, we're going to be wrapping up, unless you want to have any final thoughts.
Okay, plenty more, but I think the great thing about this podcast is that we're giving people information in drips, not as a fire hose. So we'll keep it in the drip.
And a little bird told me you guys are updating your web, all of these podcasts on there as answers to questions that people have.
That is correct. Adam is putting pressure on me to finish the FAQs, the frequently asked questions that will have a different topic, and then the podcast going associated with that.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
One of that great. Be live, Adam.
That's up to you, Jamie. My guys are working on it. I mean, we're waiting for the client as usual. Thank you.
All right. New website. Cool.
All right. Great. I guess if you have any questions, you want to send us an email at straighttalk@solarharmonics.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook, ask us, or send us a message through there. And we'll be sure to get to it on an upcoming podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And thank you, Anchor and Adam, Magnified Media.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.